Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude.
Go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to another episode of 51 Strokes. I'm Avery Zaretsky alongside, as always, Caleb Presley, live from North Carolina. Caleb, how you doing, brother?
What's up, Avery? Today's episode is presented by Five Iron Golf. They're a presenting sponsor for the calendar year of 2021, which is coming to a close. So make sure you take advantage of their deals. You've been hearing us talk all year about what Five Iron is, which is the greatest indoor golf facility in the country. Simulators, rental clubs. You go in there, you can play in a league. 9 locations in 7 cities, Vegas, D.C., Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Chicago, New York. Teams of 4 play Monday and Tuesday nights, 7-week seasons. And if you want to get in there and play some golf this winter, every 51 Strokes listener gets $500 off your team when you DM 5-Iron and mention our name, Caleb Presley, Avery Zaretsky, 51 Strokes. This is an unprecedented deal for 5-Iron in 2021. $500 off. So take advantage of that by DMing at 5-Iron Golf on Instagram or Twitter and get $500 off your league team. It's pretty awesome. Tell them Caleb sent you and they'll hook you up. Take advantage of that because you know what? 2021 is getting closer than ever to being over. So make sure you take advantage of this deal at 5-Iron Golf, the greatest golf indoor facility in the country.
Dude, I started off last week's episode with some bad news. I got the best news ever yesterday. Dua Lipa broke up with her boyfriend. We're back in the game. And we were ahead of the game.
Yeah, I bet you. Now we know why.
Yeah. And I bet you she had people DMing her all yesterday. We're on the top of the list now.
Well, yeah. And she went straight to posting like swimsuit pics. I think it was middle of the winter swimsuit pics. That's how you know it's real. And that's how you know it was a nasty breakup, too.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for, what's the guy's name?
His name was
Anwar,
but is he a brother of the Hadids? His last name is Hadid. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's their brother.
Interesting.
Have you ever seen the pictures of those girls before they had plastic surgery?
No.
Worth Googling.
Okay. Dude.
You ever seen him?
No.
Oh.
Dude, yeah, I saw her post those pics and I just started looking through and all their pictures were deleted. I was like, it's time.
Yeah. Maybe you should be like, hey, like, sorry for your loss. You know, what can I do? Is there anything I can do to help?
Well, so she's coming to the city on March 1st. She has a concert. I might have to go now with a sign.
What, small little venue, Madison Square?
Yeah, just the smallest in the world. I might have to just like hold up a sign.
Does she have a new song coming out though this week?
Does she?
Or anything like that? I don't know. Does she? Like,
I don't know.
Sometimes I keep my eye out for something like that.
Why?
You know, just because like they big breakup. She's in the news. Oh, she coincidentally has a new single.
Interesting. Okay. So if she doesn't have a new single, then it's not Fugazi. But if she does,
yeah.
Then...
I mean, if some new music comes out, then you always have to. You always have to wonder.
Yeah. Speaking of new music, that new Morgan Wallen song, it's not new. It's like an older rendition of one of his songs with Lil Durk.
Yeah, what is the deal with that? Because I do feel like I've heard that song before.
My brother was like, he's like, Morgan Wallen came out with this new song and started playing. I'm like, dude, this isn't new. He's like, it's new. Trust me. I'm like, this is not new. I've heard these lyrics before.
I'm wondering if someone else asked me that. And my response was that it was maybe from a TikTok clip that had been going viral.
Mm-hmm.
But, never came out. Like, You know what I'm saying?
It was something that, like, when I heard it, I was like, I've definitely heard him sing this in a song before.
Right.
So I don't know.
I think that I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. I got to track it down. It's a really good song.
When I was in Nashville, we were supposed to play golf, and I had to cancel because my back was hurting. And I was like, I had just been overplaying, and I was like, you know, trying to reschedule. And he's like, I got to shoot this music video. And I was like, oh, no way. He's like, yeah, with Lil Durk. And I was like, and I didn't know about the song. I mean,
right.
I was like, Morgan Wallen and Lil Durk. That's going to be interesting. But it was good. It's a good song.
Yeah. I wonder when they shot it, because it was at nighttime. I don't know if you saw the music video. They're literally just walking down Broadway, and there's just nobody in sight. They must have shot it like 3, 4 a.m., unless they just cleared out Broadway.
They had to. No. They had to just shot it late after the bars closed.
It was cool, though. It's a good song. I like it.
Morgan Wallen, I mean, dude, his album sold more this year as a country album than Drake's album, Adele's album, everywhere. It was the number one selling album of 2021.
Really? Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. Good for him. Good for Morgan.
Yeah. I mean, I've been listening to it. That's my best when I'm going golfing. Like, Morgan Wallen, that's probably the double album. And usually I get through the entire thing by the end of the round. And then sometimes, maybe depending on the mood, changing something else. Eric Church, This Is Eric Church, is another good golf. Just a kind of low-key vibes.
Yeah.
If anyone's looking for good golf music.
It's funny. A lot of people talk about how, like, John Mayer can pull off a lot of different genres. Like, he can just, like, he can switch it up really fast. I was really shocked. Like, Morgan Wallen kind of – I like that. Almost country rap style, where it's like, you can get like the best of both worlds, where it's sometimes it's a little mellow and you can be relaxing music, but then he can like take it up to a notch and really get you like your head bop, and you're like, all right, like I can jam to this.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I'm gonna be honest, like, I didn't think Lil Durk's verse was like the best verse Lil Durk's ever had.
No,
but, I like Lil Durk.
Yeah. I think it might have fit the bill. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if he was ever going to come out of that being his best verse ever, because like it's not his genre, but I thought he did a good job.
Right.
Yep. Dude, Arizona Bowl is coming up. You ready?
Arizona Bowl is coming up. I just got back from Central Michigan.
Oh, you did a Sunday Combo, right?
I didn't do Sunday Combo. I did like a investigative report. And I don't want to say too much about it because I want people to watch the video. But, Central Michigan is coached by Jim McElwain of Florida fame. And he had a little bit, I don't want to call it a scandal, but he had a little bit of a viral story happened to him while he was at Florida. And it's kind of been back. It's kind of been buried, I guess, under the water. It's water under the bridge, I guess, at this point. But we went back up there to see how it was going. So that will come out next week. But I went up there. It's cold. And I know, and I talked to a lot of the guys on the team. They're pumped to come down to Arizona. I'm pumped to get out to Arizona. And it's going to be – the Arizona Bowl is going to be like – I don't want to say make or break for Barstool. I mean, as a whole, definitely not. But I think there's an entire – avenue of covering live sports that if we do a good job with this will be opened up to us. And it maybe might not be like, immediately get an NFL game, but I think like, others at baseball or, continuing to do this bowl, making it bigger. Obviously we do Rough and Rowdy, like just that is an entire field that we could get into, because like you see like the Manning cast is so popular this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I, to be honest with you, I haven't watched it. I've watched clips, social clips, but it seems to be very popular and people like it. Like that's basically the same, in the same vein as what we're doing, except, I think we actually have people who can really call a game. Like, we'll have Jake, who's going to probably do a great job. I don't want to put too much pressure on him, but Jake Marsh is going to do a great job play by play. And then you have Big Cat and Dave, who are hilarious, like just like Rough and Rowdy is. And but they can also comment. They're comedians who can comment intelligently about football, somewhat intelligently, I would say. And you know, I just think it's, we have the production value to just do the whole thing and really go for it. So yeah. I heard that Jimmy, did you watch the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl?
No, I did not.
So I didn't either, but I heard that they were kind of going for that same thing too. So it's a, like a genre, I guess, of sports coverage that hasn't existed before that a lot of people are getting interested in. And I think that Barstool, you know, we would be the best ones at it, to be honest with you. So I hope that it goes well and that we're somewhat professional about it. And we're going to try our best to be. I just, you know, it's our first time. So it's going to be some mistakes made.
Yeah, I think the perspective of sports, like the way people watch it, has changed a lot. Like when the NFL brought in Tony Romo to announce, everybody fell in love with Tony because he saw the game so differently and gave the listeners a different perspective, right? And now the things that I saw on the list for what we're doing for this bowl, like people got to realize this is still alive. Like this is a college football game. Like people are, they're playing for something. And
their parents are tuning in that don't know Barstool. And they're like, why watch the game?
Right.
They're going to be watching it. You know, and then alumni,
yeah,
of that school are gonna like watch the game, and they're gonna want to like, you know, see how the team's doing for real. Like they might not care, so it's like you gotta cater. Yeah, you know, we just gotta do our thing. You don't gotta cater to anybody, but there are live sports. That's why it's like a cool opportunity because it's like you're opening yourself up to fan bases that might not know about you.
Yeah, The whole office right now, like no one's coming in because we're just like preparing for battle.
Because everyone has COVID.
Yeah, that too, which is nuts.
COVID is on an absolute heater right now.
It is on a heater.
This variant's goated for sure.
This variant, yeah. I saw something that's like Omicron and Delta are like teaming up and like LeBron could never beat them or whatever. Like this is a...
Dude, Omicron is the freaking, it's the goat of COVID for sure. Like I've never... Dude, I know so many people who have COVID right now. It's unreal. This is like what I thought it was going to be like.
Yeah.
Whenever COVID, like when they told you about COVID, like I thought this is what it was going to be like. Everyone has it. Now, thank God it's like no one's getting like too sick from it. But I think there's like no one's getting sick. I mean, I don't even think I'm speaking out of turn. I think they're like, I think there's like zero deaths in New York City from this variant. Zero.
Yeah.
Which is crazy for how big New York City is.
Omicron is like the rookie of the year that also wins league MVP. Like they're, Omicron's the real deal.
Real deal.
Came in and just started wiping people out with COVID.
And no one wants to talk about it. Like, I don't know. I say that. I don't even really watch the news. But
yeah.
I feel like it hasn't got the hype, though. It's like still undervalued.
Yeah.
Like everyone knows it's good, but it still like doesn't get the credit it deserves.
Yeah, it didn't get an extension on its contract yet.
It's crazy, yeah.
No. But yeah,
I mean, a lot of people have COVID at Barstool, and I guess they're just trying to make sure everyone's healthy before we go out there. So it's not like a super spreader event, but it sounds like it's probably going to, I mean, not Barstool's thing, but like any, if you're outside right now, like it's like, there's a chance you're going to get this thing. And it doesn't sound like the vaccines or boosters are touching it.
Yeah. Do you know exactly?
Elizabeth Warren and them got, there was like a couple people in Congress who like, or in the government who got double vaxxed and boosted, and then they still got it.
For the Arizona Bowl, do you know exactly what you're going to be doing yet?
I will be a sideline. I'm sideline.
Gotcha. Just on the sideline?
Running our sideline.
Nice.
Just like Pam Oliver or Michelle Tafoya. RIP. I think she's gone now, right?
She might be, yeah.
I'm going to sell an article about that. So I don't know if that's from all sports or that was just basketball. Something like LeBron got her fired.
Who knows?
I don't know, dude. I've been like traveling so much that my brain's starting to literally not work anymore.
And dude, I just, what are you doing?
I'll be on my phone so much. I'm super addicted to my phone right now.
Okay. Did you watch Alpinist? Did you watch it yet or no?
Yes. Yes.
Good, right?
Wow.
Incredible.
No, wow. Didn't see it in that way.
I know.
No spoilers, but
no,
wow.
No spoilers, but wow. It took a turn on me too, brother. Isn't that incredible though, like what he was able to do with no ropes and like just like climbing these, when they would pull the camera out and show him on the mountain and show how big it is compared to like how small I was like blown away. Dude, I couldn't believe it.
One of the things I came out of it thinking about was like he was addicted to climbing.
Mm-hmm.
like being addicted to your phone or like a drug addiction, like the adrenaline from climbing, he was addicted to. Yeah. Like nothing else in his life seemed to give him pleasure other than that adrenaline, that thrill. And I was thinking about, like, it seems like a healthier alternative to being on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he's addicted. Like, let's make no mistake about it. That dude needed to climb or else he was going to fall into depression. Like, what's better? Being addicted to climbing, which is a healthy activity, but you're going to die from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Or drugs, which are an unhealthy activity that you might die from. Like, there's no scenario where you climb like that every day and don't eventually die.
Right.
Eventually.
Right.
I mean, everyone dies, but like you're dying sooner as a climber.
For sure. Especially someone who doesn't even use harnesses.
That's what I mean. If you're free soloing, you're going to die. If you use harnesses, you can climb.
Yeah.
So like, what's healthier? What's better, to be addicted to drugs or to be a free soloist?
Maybe free soloist.
Seems healthier to climb, but.
Who knows?
I guess whatever your priorities are.
He was actually, crazy. He talked about it a lot that he like got on drugs. And then.
No, it was just like a replacement for him.
Yeah.
It's addictive. Like, dude, the adrenaline, adrenaline junkies, like adrenaline is a type of thing that you can be addicted to.
Right.
Because it like floods your brain with the same type of, I don't know the science behind it, but like, I say all that to say I've been traveling a lot, which means I've been going to a lot of airports and just like sitting, have idle time, and it makes me addicted to my phone. I hate it.
Yeah.
I'm addicted in the way of like, not that I'm just on it constantly, but just like I get bored, so I check it. So now when I'm not even bored, when I should be doing something else, I find myself like having to look at my phone.
Are you just on Twitter or in Instagram?
I just like kind of look at it. I don't even know what I'm looking at. Like, and I'll look at it and maybe I'll open up Twitter and I'll see like one thing. It'll just be like I've been just saying on these random things that I don't know any context or really the meat of the story. I just know the headlines. Like, yeah. I just know a lot of story headlines right now.
You don't know what's in them, but you just know the headlines.
Yeah. And that's kind of where I'm at. So I'm hoping like after this Barstool Bowl's over, we're still going to do, you know, Sunday Conversations. The goal was to do one every week for all football. I'm hoping that that's still the case. Get through the season, which is the middle of February. But then at some point, we got to take some time. But and then I think after football's over, because it's a week later this year.
Yep.
Like football, they added a week to the season. So it's a week later. So then I think the next week's the Daytona 500. And then the following week would be Storm Chasers.
It's coming back.
Yeah. So, wow. I mean, as long as Omicron doesn't turn up a notch, it doesn't have like a bad, evil step twin or something. But
I can't wait for that. That's going to be awesome. The return. So then,
once Storm Chasers is over, I'm hoping to like be able to take a quick breather. I don't know, do what. But
you mentioned Sunday Convo. Bert was on. The majority of the comments were saying that they've never seen you crack, and he got you to crack.
Yeah, he got me. I've cracked before though. That's not the first crack. It doesn't happen every time, but you know, Theo Vaughn cracked me. There's been a few.
Yes, I do remember Theo cracking you, but I don't know. It was just the way Bert did it.
But I didn't put it in, like we didn't make the edit.
Oh, got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like we would just cut out that part because I don't know how he cracked me, and maybe that just didn't make the. You know, the edit, there's a lot of really funny stuff that always gets left on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
But Bert was just like, it was just so perfect. He was inside of what we wanted to use. So we put it in there for the first time. And so he's a funny dude, bro. And his comedy that night was funny too. Like his stand up, we went to it.
Oh, you went to his show?
At Hard Rock. Yeah. We were dying. I was dying laughing.
Yeah. I can't wait to see his movie.
And his movie's coming out. Yeah. He's a cool guy, dude. He's just like a ball of energy, and he's very, very real, very present, and very like, he's not really a jokester. Like some of the stuff that we didn't make it was like, I would hit him with like kind of like little kind of joke questions. And for a comedian, he's not really a jokester. I feel like he's just like a funny, like he's just a, I don't know how to explain it. He doesn't like, I feel like he's not like a joke writer or like a, he's not in the weeds with like clever jokes. He's more just like, big personality, living life, having laughs, and like contagious energy. That's like his vibe.
Yeah, he I don't listen to a lot of podcasts outside of here. Like, I don't even listen to most of them here. But the one outside podcast I listen to outside of Barstool is the Two Bears, One Cave with him and Tom Segura. And they are just so funny together, man. They crack each other up, and it's just like the type of laughing that just makes you laugh. You don't even know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've ever seen the clip of them talking about the Kool-Aid that Bert drinks.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a legendary. That got me to listen to the podcast, and it's like I enjoy it so much. They're just two really funny guys. Bert's just like consciously funny.
Segura is one of my favorite stand-ups. I like somehow found out about, so I knew about him through Rogan, like knew who he was. Cause like, you know, he's just in that like inner circle that everyone knows of Rogan's guys.
Yep.
Who I almost feel bad for, because I don't feel bad for it, cause they're all like super successful now. But also I think that if you're them, it's almost like how we go out, people are like asking us about Dave.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think they get it worse. It's like, they're like, yo, what's Rogan like? Rogan. But anyways, I knew about him through that. But then one night one morning, it was like a Saturday morning, like flipped on one of his specials. And then like 6 hours later, I had watched like all of his specials, like back to back, crying, laughing.
I forget which special it was, but he told one story where he's at the park with his son. And he's just talking about just hitting kids. Like, he's just talking about like, he's like, whenever you get a chance, you could do it. You just got to be subtle about it.
I just like his demeanor. I just like his like facial expressions, and just his energy is hilarious.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You can see how him and Bert would be funny on a podcast together too, because they're very opposite.
Yeah. It's crazy how it's not just about like what you say, it's how you deliver it. And yeah, it makes sense that Segura, I think Segura is really good at delivering. Like, it's not even just like a lot of comedians could say the same stuff as him, but it's just the way it's like the facial stuff and like how he's so good, dude.
And people at home, if they want to deliver, they just need to try Roman swipes.
Damn right.
Most guys have tried different ways to last longer. Thinking about baseball doesn't always work. The folks at Roman, an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman swipes. It's the secret to longer lasting sex. Saying the Pledge of Allegiance in your head, counting backwards from 10, doesn't always work. But Roman swipes are clinically proven to make you last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, fast acting, and don't require a prescription. They can be shipped to you in discreet, unmarked packaging. And each swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. Super easy to use. Just take it out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry. You're good to go. That's it. Go to GetRoman.com/strokes, and you can get your first month of swipes for $5. Just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. That's GetRoman.com/strokes. Thank you, Roman, for sponsoring today's episode of 51 Strokes.
Thank you, Roman. So you're just home until Arizona Bowl now?
Yeah, actually I got an interview today with, was interesting. So the story that, I don't want to blow my cover on this story, but I'm doing this story on the coach, and it's led to some interesting people. I have an interview today in Asheville, which is a first. I've never had an interview in Asheville, which is where I'm from. But I've interviewed in Asheville today. The person's coming to me, which is also a first.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome. I wish this is the lifestyle I always lived. It made my life a lot easier.
And this is for the Arizona Bowl?
For the Arizona Bowl. And then, I got that going. And then today's kind of my last day of having the interview and then trying to put all this stuff together because, you know, Christmas Eve, Christmas will take off. And then, boom, it's bro, got to go out to Arizona Bowl. We'll be out in Arizona all week.
It's crazy. So you're there
for what, a hockey thing?
Yeah, I'm going to Minnesota for the Winter Classic. It's gonna be cold, but it should be cool. Spittin' Chicklets is doing something out there.
What part of Minnesota?
Minneapolis. I think it's in. The game is at Target Field, which is where the Twins play.
Is that indoor?
No, outdoor.
No way.
Yeah. Have you ever seen
play outside?
You never seen a Winter Classic?
I've seen the Twins play. They play inside.
The Minnesota Twins?
Play inside.
You sure? The game's outdoors.
You're making me doubt myself. But
the game's outdoors. Target Field.
You know, I've never seen like the clips of like the indoor stadium that the Twins play? Oh, no, it's outdoor.
Yeah.
Wait, what am I thinking about? Their old stadium?
I think Target might be new.
Am I going crazy? I thought that they played. Yeah, they used to play inside.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think Target Field's pretty new.
They used to play in the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome. That's what I was thinking about.
Who is that? Look up who that is. Who is Hubert H. Humphrey?
You got a great name. Hubert H. Humphrey.
What did he do to get a stadium named after him?
Well, Avery, I'll tell you. He's an American pharmacist and politician who was the 38th Vice President of the United States.
Oh.
Under Lyndon B. Johnson.
He must have been born there or something.
Wow. Yeah, he went to the University of Minnesota. Pharmacist. Learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
Hubert H. Humphrey. Triple H is what I like to call him.
I went to my first NFL game of the season. My best friend is a diehard Ravens fan, so we drove down to Baltimore and went to the game against the Packers. I forgot how good fun tailgates are. Like, I don't know how every, you know, fan base does it. You know, Jimmy's Seafood is obviously like the famous thing. They're like really active on Twitter and all that. And they had a tailgate and it was awesome. I just forgot how fun they are, like interacting with people you've never met before, and everyone's just super cool at tailgate.
Yeah, I haven't got to do a lot of tailgating this year. Freaking college is the, I don't know, NFL tailgates are good. College tailgates versus NFL tailgates is an interesting discussion. I haven't been to enough NFL tailgates to call it. I've been to a lot of college tailgates, and some places do it way better than others. Way better.
One of the things that actually got me hired here, I did an edit on a video for you and Roan at Ole Miss. You were at an Ole Miss tailgate. I got sent like 30 minutes of footage, and they were just like, put it together.
Huh. Yeah, that was back in the day. Ole Miss, I think, is very overrated.
Yeah.
Their tailgate food's good, though.
Yeah. So the people say that the Grove?
The Grove, yeah.
Yeah. So you think it's
cool. Overrated? It's cool because it's, well, I don't know if it's the Grove's overrated, but their nightlife definitely stinks in Ole Miss. The bars close at 12, and I think on game days, 1.
Why?
And the bar there is called the Library, like their main bar.
Yeah.
And it costs, I think, like on game nights, like $120 to get in.
That's crazy.
Yeah, unless you're a student.
That's like the cover?
Buy a library card. Yeah, if you're a student at Ole Miss, you can buy like a yearly library card and pay like a certain amount of dollars, and then you have the card to get in. But like if you're just like someone like me and you want to go check out their bar, you got to pay $120 just to walk in the door.
What?
And then and it's closed at 1. It's just, I don't know. Mississippi's a weird state, dude. Like Ole Miss is definitely better than Mississippi State, but just a weird – there's still, it feels like you're like kind of 25 years in the past.
Yeah.
They just started selling cold beer. They used to only sell warm beer at gas stations.
Really?
It's like, it's a religious thing. Yeah. It's like, cause they don't want people, I guess, just grabbing cold beers and drinking them. I don't know. I don't know how it makes sense. It's like just it's the old South. Mississippi is the old South.
That's weird. They're just not that advanced yet.
It's not as though advanced is the right word. It's just they just kind of in there. It's they haven't parts of it just haven't. I don't know. I'm not going to say grown. I mean, it's not growing to open bars later. It's just cooler. They're just not as cool, I guess.
Yeah.
It's cooler to serve cold beer. It's cooler to have bars open later. They're just not as cool.
What's your favorite part about a tailgate?
Food.
Yeah.
For sure.
And
for
what, sure. And I what like are you looking for?
LSU, those people cook up good food.
Yeah,
they've like gumbo, jambalaya. They're drinking hard liquor too.
Like,
forget about the beers.
No beers.
They're drinking hard liquor on the side of the street. Louisiana has no. You have open carry, not for guns. You might for guns. I don't know, but for alcohol, so you can just walk down the side of the street with a bottle. They sell. You go to the gas station at LSU. They'll sell you a fifth of vodka.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe we were in Baltimore. I couldn't believe that you can buy bottles in a bar. I had no idea it was a thing. People were buying bottles of liquor in the bar to take home.
Oh, I never heard about that either.
Yeah, I guess it's a law. Like, they're allowed to do it. I was like, what? It's like, this is a
you
thing?
Just take it home with them and just have it for next time?
Yeah, like they could, like, you know, you finish whatever and then you could pay like $20 and take a bottle home.
It's kind of awesome.
It is, yeah. I like Baltimore. I think it gets a little bit of a bad rap.
Well, I mean, it's like, I think it's pretty bad.
Well, it's like the number one.
Scary.
It's the number one crime city, yes. But
yeah,
like,
but besides that, it's great.
No, I just think it gets like, if you stay in the right areas, it's good.
I just know that they had a really bad, like, they went through a season of it being pretty bad pretty recently. Maybe 2016 or 17.
Yeah.
And then I think people have been kind of probably hesitant to go there since then.
Yeah. No, but
I mean, it's nice. It's a nice city. They got the stadium right in the middle of the city. I like the cities that have the stadium right in the middle. Charlotte's got that. The Bears have that now, but it's about to not be like that. Baltimore has it. I'm trying to think who else has a stadium right in the middle of the city.
Yeah, the Bears done with Soldier Field. Is that over?
I don't know when, but they are going to be done. I don't know when they're going to be done.
I've never been. We were outside it when we did the college football show, but I've never been in. I don't know if it's nice or not.
The stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Is it? For some reason, when I was like, when Carl or whoever like posts when they're in the suite, I'm like, these suites aren't that nice.
I don't know about the suites, but like it's like has a lot of history, and it's a nice stadium right there on the river.
That is cool. Got to be cold. Dude, what's your obsession with Hasbulla?
Love him, dude. He just brings... Like, just makes me laugh. Everything he does makes me laugh.
How old is he?
I've heard he's 18. The craziest part about Hasbulla to me is this is true. Hasbulla has, like, what's wrong with him or why he's not, like, normal sized is he has a human growth hormone deficiency, right?
Yeah,
and it's like it's called something. I don't know what the disorder is called. Lionel Messi has the same exact condition as Hasbulla.
Really?
But they caught it at an early age, treated him, pumped him with human growth hormones, artificial. I don't know if artificial is the right word, but like external human growth hormones that his body was not producing. And he goes on to be arguably, I guess, the greatest soccer player of all time. How is that not cheating?
That's crazy.
It's like a girl. That's like these girls who these guys who change over to girls and then they play girl sports.
Yeah.
And then they're the champion. This dude is getting HGH pumped into his veins from an early age. And now he's just the best soccer player ever. And no one even said anything about it. I didn't even know that was a thing. The only reason I know that story is because of Hasbulla.
Because you've looked so much into him?
Yeah, it's like, actually, Lionel, let me make sure that it's Messi. I'm pretty sure. I'm going to just type in Messi HGH.
We need a Sunday combo with Hasbulla.
Yeah. Okay, so Messi was diagnosed with a growth hormone disorder, or GHD. Is often called idiopathic short stature, but there are problems that go beyond being shorter than average. The treatments were expensive, a $900 monthly expense that his modest family could not afford. A storied Argentinian club passed on that expense despite the promise of a very young Messi. Treatments were injections of human growth hormone. For someone with a GHD, this is a life changer, allowing them not only to develop greater height, but also helps with a deal with a variety of internal issues such as pituitary function, skin and teeth problems, poor vision, and lower immunity. The use of HGH is banned in almost all sports, amateur, professional, but there are two things that need to be made clear. First, Messi's use was likely discontinued after he reached adulthood. I don't want to read this whole article, but while GHD continues, so he still has it, the importance of it to develop and function is reduced. If it did continue, a player with a diagnosed medical condition, especially one that is long-standing and well-documented like Messi's, can apply for a therapeutic use exemption so they can use HGH. I mean, this all goes on and on. But
wow. So what is he, still taking it?
I don't know. And I don't know anything about soccer, but you know, maybe this has been covered, but like I didn't know the story until I knew about Hasbulla, who is the cutest, funniest. He's a perfect mixture of like cute looking, but like funny personality. He's always like punching people in the face, working out. His Instagram's hilarious. Whoever runs his Instagram is hilarious.
I can never tell if it's like actually his account. Does he have like a verified account?
His is Hasbulla_, but I follow every single one. Anything that said, if you looked at my followers, it's like, sorry, I just got a text from Josh. Anyways,
it's all good.
I would love to get Hezbollah. And when I tweeted that out, our booking people got mad because they're like, why didn't you not ask us? I was like, I didn't know it was possible. I thought it was beyond the scope of what was actually possible. That was more like manifesting destiny speaking into existence.
Yeah, I mean, does he even
come to... I didn't know I could just be like, can I get Hezbollah? He doesn't even speak English.
Yeah.
I would have to replace Gloomy Balls with a translator. And I have to ask my question, hold my face, wait for the translator to ask it. He responds to the translator. The translator tells me what he says, and then I think of my response.
I don't think you'd be able to do it. I think you'd be too starstruck.
I would be nervous. I would be very nervous. They asked me, right, bookers are like, were you willing to fly to Russia for this? I said, duh.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they're working on it. This is an active thing.
They've reached out, and they said it's hilarious because they have to type in their entire email into Google Translate and send it in Russian.
I mean, who do you – does he have a – he has a team? You think he's got like
I don't think they're very responsive.
Yeah, I don't think Hezbollah's PR team is like looking for Sunday conversation.
I think it's the dudes that he's like beating up in his videos or the guys who runs his stuff.
Yeah. I wonder if he's ever going to fight. Dana White's talked about it.
Dude, they said that our booking team said that they'd reached out to him previously to be in Rough and Rowdy, but he never responded. Can you imagine Hezbollah main event, Rough and Rowdy?
That'd be the biggest fight of
all time. It would be the biggest fight of all time.
Yeah.
It would sell like bigger than Jake Paul numbers, I feel like.
Yeah, against that kid. Against the, who's the other guy?
Just that little kid that's they wear different hats and they're square off.
That one guy, he always wears a suit. Hezbollah's always got like the track suit on, but the other kid's got like the jacket and the pants.
Can you imagine like Lionel Messi like walks out with him?
Oh my God.
For all the GHDs.
Brothers.
Dude, it's. The freaking, I don't know, man. I just think he's funny in a way that's like, he's just cute.
I love his laugh.
And some people say it ruins it for them that he's like older. It doesn't ruin it for me at all.
Yeah, Dave said that. I think Dave was like, he's like, he thought Hezbollah was like 7 years old.
I mean, that would be funny, but it doesn't ruin it for him.
No.
He is what he is.
Yeah, I think.
And also, I think another reason I like him so much is I can't understand what he says. So, like, who knows if he has a good personality? You know? Or like, he could be like super racist or something, and you would never know.
No. Oh God. Yeah,
dude. If that comes true, I mean that would make my life. That would make my career at Barstool.
Yeah, that would be it.
My white whale used to be Fat Joe, but it was because he just. I think I've told this on the podcast before, but. He was so good at making music. He was making such like so songs that were like it was like Make It Rain. What was his other big one? I'm drawing a blank right now. I don't know why. I'm in his Fatera. That's Make It Rain. He had another really huge song, anyways, and then he just disappeared. It wasn't like he was like making music that was flops. Like he made like the two biggest songs of all time, and then he just like stopped making music for like 10 years. And I was like, when he was my white whale, I was like, what happened to Fat Joe? What's the story with Fat Joe? Let me get to the bottom of this. He just came back with All the Way I'm All the Way Up. And there was a hit. Like, if you look at his discography, like, I'm going to look it up right now.
I need to know the name of that song because it used to be one of my favorites, too. I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's talking about cars. All right. He goes from... singles. All right. He goes from he had so many. Oh my God.
Yeah, we're definitely missing some.
Make It Rain with Lil Wayne.
Yep.
Get It Poppin' with Nelly. Pride and Joy, which I don't even know what that is, but with Kanye West, Miguel, Jadakiss. And then it says he's making songs.
I got to find the one that I'm thinking about.
I might have been completely wrong with this. I just don't. Wait. Something's fishy about this. He makes Make It Rain in 2006. Lean Back. Yeah.
Lean Back was a big one.
he makes Make It Rain in 2006. And then he put out one song a year, one single a year, basically.
Yep.
One or two singles a year until 2016, which is all the way up.
That's weird.
So, yeah. Anyways, I kind of had that wrong. But anyways, I was always just wondering what happened to him. He just, in my mind, had disappeared. So, but now he's kind of back. So I would still love to talk to him, catch up. But I would say my white whale is Hezbollah now.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that would be 100. I mean, it would do millions of views. And it would, I think it would just be your ultimate video.
It would be my Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
My exactly. Is that what it's called?
Yep. Your Mona Lisa. Dude, Charlie Woods, man. He's back in the news. It's your guy. It's your opponent.
Charlie Woods. I got so many tweets about it. And I wanted to tweet back, but I'm playing so bad right now. And also last time I went out, I went out twice last week. First day I played pretty good. I was like happy with where I was at considering that I hadn't played in like 3 weeks.
Yep.
And then the next day I went out again and I just couldn't even hit the ball. And I couldn't figure out why. It was so frustrating. And then the next morning I woke up and my back wasn't like locked up and I couldn't even walk.
Really? Damn.
It's very, very discouraging.
It's not going good right now, huh?
I don't even really want to do my scored round at Arizona. I'm worried that I'm going to break 90.
That'd be tough.
It's going to be tough. I'm just preparing myself.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that. Everyone wants to see you succeed.
I know, but it's hard. You really got to pick. You got to pick your passion, and you can't. The travel schedule I have right now is not conducive to my golf game. Now, once it's over, the travel schedule should be over, you know, in January sometime, at least this intense. Then maybe we can dial in a little bit.
Yeah, and Como's in Florida. I think we can get back.
We're going to try. But I will say this. I made this decision, Avery.
Okay.
If I'm not a scratch golfer or, you know, scoring scratch rounds at least, like if I'm a one or two handicap, maybe. I don't know what the cutoff is.
Yeah.
But if I'm not capable of scoring a scratch round by the end of 2022, 51 strokes is going to be over.
Damn.
I can't be out here saying I'm trying to do something and not be trying to do it.
Right.
So we'll see. But this will be this coming year will be the deciding year. I think this past year made a lot of progress and then kind of got bogged down with some of this travel and stuff. And I'm going to go for it this next year. And if it's not working and it's not happening, then like sometimes you just got to be honest with yourself.
Yep.
But so we'll see.
Did you watch any of the Tiger and Charlie? And
I was on the road shooting, but I mean, I saw the social clips.
Yeah.
I saw a cool video of Nelly Korda talking to Tiger, meeting Tiger for the first time.
Yep.
She's like freaking out. That's crazy. Cause she's like the best golfer. She's like she's the number one women's player. And it's like, she's geeking out to even talk, like ask Tiger for a picture.
That's why I always say, and a lot of my friends argue, I think Tiger Woods is the greatest athlete of all time. I think what he did, I mean, not only in the sport, but what he did for the sport. Like, nobody was watching golf before Tiger. Tiger took the entire world.
He comes back and plays in a PGA event.
Yeah. I mean, Tiger
said that he would have the number one and number two greatest comebacks in sports.
Right.
From injury.
Yeah. I just think he's like, for as good as you have to be in a field of that many people to be that good for that long, I just don't think anybody.
I think that it's inarguable. If he comes back and wins an event, in any event, doesn't have to be a major.
Yeah.
It's inarguable that he's the greatest of all time.
Yeah. I agree.
But, I got to get off. I got to get ready for a shoot. I got one more shoot for this Arizona Bowl video.
All right, brother.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Hope all of our listeners have a Merry Christmas. Please tune in to the Arizona Bowl. We should have one more episode, though, before then.
Yep.
But it's next Friday on New Year's Eve. And, yeah, dude, have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Absolutely, brother. You too.
For our Jewish listeners, Happy Hanukkah.
Yes.
Anyone who else is doing any other religions?
Even though it's long gone. It's long.
Is it?
Yeah, Hanukkah's long gone.
Oh, man. Well, I hope you guys had a good time. Light those candles, baby. Whatever religion you are, have a Merry Holidays. Happy Holidays.
All right, Caleb. Be good, brother.
See you, bro.
Later.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.